You're listening to The Sports Moment.
April 19th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, yesterday was a very windy and quite cold day for spring athletics, but there were several events that were held yesterday, and let's get right to the review of those competitions, and we'll start with golf. Not a great day for golf, but the Otters were on the road. They were competing at Blackberry Ridge Golf Club, the home course for the Sartell Sabres, as the Otter boys opened up their season with a fourth-place finish out of nine teams in their first conference meet of the year. The Otters are the only AA team in the conference and competing against larger schools who all compete in Class 3A. That's just the way it is in the Central Lakes Conference. Sartell won the meet at their home course with a 307. Alexandria was second with a 315, and Brainerd third with a 323. Then it was the Otters coming in fourth place, as they wound up with a 332 team score. Ryan Nelson and Simon McGovern rounded out the top six Otters. The four who scored for the Otters yesterday were Riley McGovern, who shot an 81. That was good for ninth place overall. Adam Kennedy and Quinton Keel each shot rounds of 83, and Gavin Gepford rounded out the scoring with an 85. Nelson and Simon McGovern shot rounds of 87 and 90. To complete the top six. Carson Andell of Sartell, a junior for the Sabres, won the tournament individual title as he shot a pretty impressive 73 on a day that head coach Matt McGovern of the Otters said was a brutally windy and cold day to compete. Well, the Otter boys have their next competition in another Central Lakes Conference meet coming up on Monday at Rich Springs Golf Course, and that is the home course for the Ricori Spartans. Also yesterday, some baseball and softball, as the Fergus Falls boys got their first baseball victory of the season. They won their game against Sauk Rapids Rice by a score of 8-7. Leighton Buckmeyer went 3-for-3 at the plate, getting half of the Otter hits. Henry Bethel earned his first win in his first season back in baseball after taking a year off last year. Did a great job through the first three innings out of the pen in scoreless relief. Gave up an unearned run late in the game, but the Otters hold on for an 8-7 win and get their first win of the season. They'll play today at Gustavus Adolphus College, and their opponent will be Minnewaska Area High School. Browerville won over Hancock 12-8, and Alexandria defeated Wilmer 7-4 in other baseball action yesterday. On the softball diamonds, Ashby earns their first win. They beat Hancock 9-8 in the opener of their doubleheader, and then Hancock took the second game 15-11. Fergus Falls and Alexandria split a softball doubleheader, the Otters winning 7-5 in the opener. Ryland Krein struck out 15 batters in that first game of the doubleheader. The Otters also had a 4-0 lead to start the second game, but Alexandria came back to win that one 14-4. Pemberton Law is one of our sponsors on our podcast. You can visit them in four locations: Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria, and also online at pemlaw.com. Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. Lake Area Docks and Lifts offers premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. Best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake about Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area. Champs.
Well, it was not a very memorable season for the Minnesota Wild as they did not make the playoffs. Only the second time in 12 seasons that they have not made the playoffs. They were beaten last night in their regular season finale by the Seattle Kraken, a team they had beaten twice before this year. But Seattle got them at the XL last night, scoring 3 third-period goals to beat the Wild by a score of 4-3. The highlight last night for the Wild, Kirill Kaprizov scored his 46th goal of the season. Kaprizov has scored over 40 goals 3 times now for the Wild. Only 2 other players in the 23-season history of Minnesota Wild hockey have reached the 40-goal mark in a season. Eric Staal did it in the 2017-18 season, and Marian Gaborik did it in the 07-08 season. NBA playoffs tonight. The final 2 playoff teams will be determined as the Chicago Bulls and the Miami Heat do battle for the final Eastern Conference playoff spot. And the Kings, Sacramento Kings, and New Orleans Pelicans will battle for the final spot in the Western Conference. Now, the first round of the playoffs will begin tomorrow with 4 of the 8 first-round matchups on the slate, 4 more on Sunday. But tomorrow is when the Timberwolves open their first-round series. They get the home court advantage as the number 3 seed, taking on a Phoenix Suns team that has had their number. The Suns have beaten the Wolves all 3 times they have played this season, and it will be a tough task for the Wolves in this best-of-7 opening round series. Game 1 of the playoff series is tomorrow at 2:30 at Target Center. And the Twins open up a homestand, which will see them host Detroit and Chicago, 2 division rivals. The Tigers are 10-9 and sitting in third place in the American League Central, and they are 3 games up on the Twins, who are 6-11 and fourth in the division. Now, if the Twins can sweep the Tigers, they'll pull even with them and into third place in the division, as both Kansas City and Cleveland are off to great starts. The Guardians lead the division with a record of 13-6, and the Royals are 12-7. Then comes Detroit at 10-9, and the Twins at 6-11. The White Sox bring up the rear at 3-15. Joe Ryan will get the ball for the Twins in the opener of the homestand. That's a 7-10 first pitch tonight at Target Field. Ryan has pitched well, but he doesn't have a win to show for it because he has had no offensive support. Ryan is 0-1 with an ERA of 2.60, and his WHIP is 0.92, and that's a great number. Anything under 1 is outstanding in the WHIP category. That's walks and hits allowed per innings pitched. So tonight, again, 7-10 for the first pitch. These 2 teams split a 4-game series last week in Detroit. It'd be nice to see the Twins get healthy. Johan Duran may be back as early as next week, late next week, by the weekend, they're saying, or perhaps early the following week as he tries to come back from the oblique injury that has sidelined him since the end of spring training. But the Twins definitely need to get him healthy. Carlos Correa making good progress from his intercostal strain. He may come back as early as next week as well. I don't know if either one of them will be back during the homestand, probably more likely toward the end of the week or next weekend. And of course, the NFL draft is coming up starting next Thursday. The Vikings are looking at a first round pick that will probably land them a quarterback. Will they trade that pick to make sure they get a quarterback? They have the number 11 pick and the number 23 pick in the draft, and the quarterbacks are going to be at a premium, and it's going to be interesting to see who's available at number 11 if they don't trade up. There has been a lot of speculation they are going to try to trade up to as high as the number 3 pick, which the Patriots own, but we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out next Thursday through Saturday for the NFL draft. And that'll do it for our podcast today. Hope you have a great weekend and that you'll come back and visit us again on Monday.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.